Welcome to Programming Robotic Systems with Visual Studio. My name is Chris Howd. I'm here with Paul Party.
Yep.
And let me just tell you a little bit about myself to get us started. Been with Microsoft now for about 12 years, but I started out as a mechanical engineer working for the Department of Defense. While I was there, I was really involved in a lot of systems programming, projects where we would automate measurement systems and control simulators. So that's how I got into robotics and into programming. After working for the Department of Defense for about 10 years or so, I went on to have my own company for a while, and then I joined Microsoft about 12 or 13 years ago, and I've been working to support the developer audience since then.
Cool. My name is Paul Party. I've been at Microsoft for about 20 years. I worked in a variety of roles, but mainly roles that focus on software development and content. So I've been with this training org for about a year now, and I've also done a lot of software development for the company and personally. So I have a Windows 8 app in the App Store and a Windows Phone app in the App Store. I've also worked on technical content, technical training. I have a book that I wrote back in the 90s, co-authored on Microsoft Access, if you can believe that. It's been a while. But I had a lot of fun doing that. So I've been involved in software and with Microsoft for quite a while. Been in the industry for over 20 years. So I'm really looking forward to this session where we're going to talk about robotics and embedded systems. So let me spend a little bit of time walking you through what we're going to be doing today. We've got a lot of really great stuff. We're going to talk about the target audience in just a moment, but this course is really aimed at getting you introduced to robotic systems and what robotics is all about. So let me just talk you through a few of the modules that we're going to cover today. So in module one, we're going to introduce robotic systems and embedded systems. We really want you to think of this course beyond just robotics. Robotics is kind of the hobbyist arm of what we're going to be talking about. Really, this is about embedded systems. We're going to use the term Internet of Things. That's kind of the popular term these days to talk about these kinds of things. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, but it really is broader than just robotics. This is to get you introduced into that whole topic. So we'll do that in module one. In module two, we're going to talk about a technology called Arduino. Arduino is essentially a board, a hardware technology. Chris will walk you through what an Arduino board is. But Arduino is a really great system to get started with. It's accessible financially. They're cheap boards. Inexpensive, I should say. They're not really cheap. Inexpensive boards, but they're easy to program. So really great technology to kind of get you going in this space. And we'll talk a little bit about those. And then in module three, we're actually going to walk you through creating a robot. So we'll talk about how we did it, how we put it together. And we're going to use Arduino as the basis for those robots. We have a really cool robotic arm. You'll see it when you see the wide shot over by Chris. Chris put this robotic arm together. There's a lot that goes into making that robotic arm work, so we're going to talk about how we put that together and how you control a robotic arm like that. We'll spend that time in module four walking through that. And then in modules five and six, we're going to talk about sensors. So a really cool thing that you can do with robots, obviously, is make them autonomous, where they can navigate a space, where they can move around within a confined space, or even, you know, roam hallways or whatever. And the way that you can create autonomous robots is by giving them the ability to detect what's around them. So what we're going to do in 5 and 6 is talk about what those sensors are, talk about the various sensors that you can use. And then in 6, we're going to talk about how you map the space, how the robot will map the space that they're in and detect the area so that they can navigate that space and detect other objects as well. So that's what we'll do in 5 and 6. And then 7, we'll kind of close out the day by looking at wireless controllers and how you use wireless to actually control a robot rather than having the robot be autonomous. So that's where the fun, that's where you can get into a lot of fun. You put a little wireless controller on the robot, and then you either use your computer, your cell phone, whatever, to make the robot do what you want it to do. So we'll kind of close out the day with that. You'll see a spider here on the desk later on when you see a wide shot, and that spider is going to be controlled remotely. And then finally, we're just going to look ahead to see what we want to do next in this series, and we certainly want some feedback from you and to hear from you on what you like to see. Okay, so that's kind of what the series is going to be about. Chris, did you have anything to add on that?
No, I think you covered it, Paul. That's good.
Great. So let's talk a little bit about the target audience. So is this for you? we really want to focus this course on developers and hobbyists. So if you're a software developer, this is really geared towards you. We're going to look at a lot of code. We're going to show you how you program these Arduino boards. We're going to talk a little bit about the .NET framework and some other technologies that you can use. So we really want developers to understand how robots can work for them. And as we think about the Internet of Things, as we think about wearables, as we think about home automation, developers are going to be a critical part of that revolution. So this is a really emerging field that we think is super exciting. Microsoft's going all in on this space. And we think that developers can really benefit from this technology. So we're gonna talk to you developers today and hobbyists so that you can learn how to do this type of work. And then in terms of prerequisites, what do you need to know? Well, some basic programming skills are going to be important. So we're going to show you how to program these robots using the code that the robots can understand. But if you know basic programming, you can pick up on this stuff very easily. They're standard routines. We're not going to show you anything that's super complicated. But it would help to have some experience with programming in general. If you don't have that basic programming, you might want to check out some of our other MBA series. We have some C-sharp fundamentals, some courses in C-sharp fundamentals, programming C-sharp, and our JavaScript courses. All would be good to check out before you watch this series. But again, if you just have basic programming skills, even web programming, you'll do fine and you'll be able to navigate through the course. So that's kind of the frame. That's how we're going to frame the work today. And we think you'll have a great time. This is just a super fun space, and we think you'll have a great time doing it. Very quickly, I just want to point out that this is a part of the Microsoft Virtual Academy series. This is free training. We've got over 2 million registered users, really exciting space. And we encourage you to check out the rest of the series, the Microsoft Virtual Academy courses, and encourage you to visit that often. We're always putting new stuff up almost every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I think we're ready to get into the fun stuff. So let's start with module one, embedded systems, robotics, and how we're going to talk about that through in this MBA training series. So very quickly, let me talk about the module, what we're going to do here. We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about what embedded programming is and use robotics as the introduction to that. You see that acronym IoT, Internet of Things. We're going to spend some time talking a little bit about what we see as the Internet of Things and how that relates to the work that we're going to do here today. We'll show you some microcontrollers and some hardware, a lot of fun things we brought in, some toys that we can show you. We're going to give you some examples of some microcontroller boards. We're going to use very specific ones in the robots we've created, but there's lots of others that you can use, and we'll show you some examples of those. You also have options when it comes to software. We're going to do a lot of our programming in Visual Studio, but there are other compilers that you can use to communicate with the robots. Visual Studio, obviously, we think is the best one. It's fast. It works extremely well with the system that we chose, but we'll show you some software options. We'll walk you through some code samples, of course. We want developers to get a running start with this series, so we'll give you some code samples to use. We'll post those code samples later, obviously, to Microsoft Virtual Academy. And then we'll introduce you to the robots. We'll talk about the robots we've used, and then we'll show you how they work. And throughout the day, we're going to be doing a lot of demos. We're going to be showing you the robots constantly. We have a little pen set up in the next room, the next studio, and we'll be kind of going back and forth. So we've got a lot of fun stuff for you today. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Chris now. He's going to talk a little bit about this whole space and Microsoft's history with this space.
All right, very good. Thank you, Paul. As you said, you know, Microsoft has a big role in embedded systems, very important to us. When we think of embedded, a lot of times we think .NET Micro Framework, which is our typical, it's our version of .NET that we use for programming embedded systems. But there's a lot more, right? We have this course. We focus on robotics. It's going to help you with other embedded cases, right? Whether it's Internet of Things, or even if you're programming hardware with a tablet or a PC, right? So, you know, will we get onto more robotics in this series? We hope so, right? I mean, that's going to kind of be up to the audience, right? You tell us you want more on robotics, we're definitely going to do it. That's our thing. So now I'm going to talk a little bit about microcontrollers and other hardware, right? So if you're building a robot, you have to have a microcontroller, right? There's a lot to choose from. How do you make these choices, right? Well, Think about the processing power that you need, right? Think about the other sensors that you're going to be interfacing with. Those are the two big things. And there's cost, right? So, but if you need to buy this stuff, it is everywhere on the internet. Mm-hmm. Just everywhere. I would say search for robotic systems or search for robotics hobby, maybe even better. You'll find a lot of hits. Getting started, a couple of different ways to do it, Paul, right? You can either get a kit, a lot of really great kits out there, or you can just dig in with a system like the Arduino systems, and they're really simple to program. We're going to be showing that in just a minute. These are some examples of some of the boards. Paul, you and I have some boards here with us as well. Let's see if we can get maybe switch over to one of these other cameras. On the screen right now, you see an Arduino Uno in the upper left, followed by an Arduino Mini, an Intel Galileo, might have heard about those, and then in the middle, it is an Arduino Lilypad. On the bottom left, this is kind of a cool one, right? This is a .NET Gadgeteering standard board. So that means you're plugging in modules to this. You don't have to solder wires together and do stuff like that. It's plug and play. Well, it's not plug and play. It's you plug and then you play.
It's a lot easier to play. Yeah.
Next to that is a Netduino Go. And on the far right bottom is a Netduino Plus 2.
Now, Chris, how do you navigate this? Like, how do you know which one to start with? How would you pick one?
There's a lot of support for the Arduinos. That's a nice place to start.
Yep.
If you're afraid to solder, maybe something else. But either one of those is good. I would say, stick with the Arduinos. This is what we're going to show you, right? Yeah. We're going to show you the Arduinos. We had a reason for that. It's a big industry standard. There's a lot of support out there. It's pretty simple to program your robots with this thing. That's what we picked it. I'd say go there. Get a kit if you want. Kits are great,
yep.
Right? So, let's just keep this moving. Should we show some of these that we have here, Paul?
I think we should. Let's okay. Just hold up some.
So,
of go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So I have a couple of Arduino clones actually. So, when a clone is just it's a person's representation. I'm holding this up here. Here you can see this thing looks just like the Arduino Uno that you saw. And it's just manufactured by another company. It's a nice little board. Here's another one. This is a little bit bigger. Also an Arduino clone. Get a shot on that. And you can see these have little headers here on them where you can plug pins in. And then the processor board and a connection for your PC and power. Paul, I don't know if you want to try and show any of these.
A couple here. So I've got the Arduino Plus. I don't know if the camera's going to be able to get in here. There we go. The thing to notice about these, and this has kind of shocked me when I was first getting into this, is just look at the size relative to my hand. They're pretty small boards, and you can do a ton of work with these little boards, and I think that's kind of exciting. So you can, when you think about embedded and you think about Internet of Things, the boards aren't that big. They're really thin. You can stick them just about anywhere, and of course the boards are going to just keep getting smaller and smaller, so you can do a ton of work with
And a great thing about the Netduinos, right, is it runs the .NET micro framework.
That's right.
Which is very cool.
All your programming
so if you're yeah, if you're familiar with Visual Studio and programming .NET, yep. It's just an extension.
That's right. And I just got one other I want to show here. Maybe if we can zoom in on this camera here. So this is this kind of looks spidery looking thing. Maybe you want to talk about this a little bit, Chris. What do you got going on?
Sure. Right. That is the Netduino Go. Right. We talked about .NET gadgeteering. Netduino Go. Another version of that. Right. And it's a kind of you plug in the little modules. Let's see. We have some
that kind of turns.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We have potentiometer, some buttons, some little audio buzzer maybe, and then the thing at the top that you're holding on. The bottom. So that's down at the bottom, mm-hmm. That is a shield that is pin compatible with the Arduino system. So you can actually use shields. Which we will be talking about pretty soon, Paul. You can use your shields from your Arduinos with the Netduino Go.
Which is really cool.
So it's pretty cool. So
you can extend the power of these boards by using these shields. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing.
It is.
All right. So then software options, right? Yes. Okay. Hey, it's going to be dependent on what your board is, right? If you're programming, if you have an Arduino board, then your programming options are, you know, compatible with the Arduino system, which is was like a C++ type of language. But if you got a different board, then you're going to be programming a different different language, right? So if you're programming, if your robot is using a PC or a tablet, then you're going to be programming in a, your options are wide open, right? Your architecture, it's going to be similar to any program that you're writing. You want it nice and modular. You want to control your different systems. You want to keep it responsive, right, in the same way that your program would be responsive. It's just you're not responsive in the UI. You're responsive in the hardware. So it's a little bit different. Taking your first steps, right, keep it simple. We're going to be showing you the Arduino boards. It's a nice, simple system. We'll start out easy. But
we do have a code sample here, right? We want to throw up?
Yes. Yeah, so this code sample, like you say, all right, yeah, this is great, right? Paul, this is great. So what we have here, this is very typical, and we'll be talking about it in just a little while, but this program loop, the void loop, is your main loop for your robot with an Arduino system. And you can see the code looks very similar, right, to what you're familiar with. You want to check and see if your robot is initialized. Maybe that's a good first thing. It's up to you guys, right? You're going to be writing these codes, developing these systems. But it's nice to make sure you're initialized first. Then you're going to do some checks. You're going to do this and that. And you're going to get in onto your kind of your live robot thing, right?
Right.
But the important thing is it looks familiar. It's doing a little bit different stuff, but it's familiar code.
That's right. And when you were walking me through this, the thing that also, again, was surprising is that it is fairly simple to get going. It's not like you have to write hundreds of lines of code to get a robot to do something really cool. And you'll see this as we get into the actual code that we're going to use to program the robots that we have here. But it's not a lot of programming. And as you mentioned earlier, Chris, it's simple. Like you can get into it, and these are things that you've done before if you're a developer. So really cool. Way to get started very quickly.
All right, Paul. I think now we're just going to talk about the robots. We have three robots,
correct?
That we're going to be using. The first one, Paul, is over next to you. That's just this simple autonomous robot that's going to move around. It's going to bump into stuff. When it bumps into something, it's going to change direction. Go forward, back, turn, do whatever. So that's a pretty simple one. The second robot is over near me, Paul. It is this one that you mentioned has an arm on it. But you know, it's a little bit bigger. You know, it's got the arm, it's got more powerful wheels, it's got DC gear motor wheels, and then it has these sensors on it, so it can look around. So I would say, you know, that the MS Bugbot, we're calling it MS Bugbot,
right?
That one is just purely kind of a dumb little thing that wanders around, right? Yep. This one's kind of more semi-aware, right? Because it can sense its environment. It doesn't have to run into something to know what's going on. So it's a little bit more aware, and this one's going to actually map out the area and detect another object that enters its area. It's kind of cool. And then the final one, so these first two were autonomous. The third one is this MS Spiderbot, and that one we have set up with a wireless RF system, so we can actually control this one from a PC or another device, right?
So
those are the three. The other big difference with the MS Spiderbot, right, it's not wheels, it's using legs, a little bit more complicated. Not your place to start.
That's right.
Right? Not the place to start.
You're moving eight legs instead of...
So, Paul, you know, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to have a little demo of these bots. So
awesome. All right, so we're going to now show you these robots. We're going to show you a little bit what they can do. We're going to move to another studio, and we're going to show you the robots in a little pen that we've built, and we're going to show them moving around. So
this is going to be fun.
Yep.
All right. Welcome to Studio B. I am here to show these robots. We got the MS Bugbot, we got the MS Guardbot, and we have the MS Spiderbot. I'm going to give you a quick demo of each one of these, maybe talk a little bit about them as they're moving around. I'm going to do them one at a time. I'm going to take these guys out, put them over here, and here is our MS Bugbot. This guy's just going to wander around. He's going to bump into a couple of walls, and he's going to change direction. That's all there is to it. So it gives it a little bit of time. He's initializing. He's going to start up. Here he goes. All right. Which wall will he pick? And he bumps in. Okay. He's going to watch the sensors, and he's going to have a little failure. Let's try that again. All right. He's going to try it again. He's a slow learner. All right. He's warming up. He's initializing. Here he goes. The problem is the wall here, the plexiglass, has a little bit of give to it, and he bumped off of the wall before he was ready. All right, now he's going to move back off. He's going to pick a new direction. He's going to go off. I think you get the idea. That's what he's going to do. He's going to hit another wall. We'll let him hit it, see if he makes his right decision here. Okay, looks like he's going to go good. He's going to move off, and there he goes. All right, you get the idea. Come over here. Come here, you little guy. You rotten little. All right. That's pretty, pretty boring. Really? But now, you know, this guy, this one we said is semi-aware, right? That's what we said. So what he's going to do, he's going to initialize as well. Now he's looking around his area. He's got these ultrasonic sensors. He says, oh, hey, here's a wall over here. I think I need to align to that wall, because what he wants to do is map his area. All right? So now he takes his readings with his sensors, and he's saying, hey, one's bigger than the other, so I'm going to spin a little bit until both are reading about the same thing. Then he's going to start moving towards the center of the area, and then he's going to read his coordinates. All right? Now he's moving out towards the center. He's going to take a little bit of time to get there. And a little bit more. Okay, now he's going to try and rotate 90 degrees. Oh, nope. Now he's going to keep moving. All right, he's looking around. He says, oh, all right, here I go. All right, a little too far. Now I got to move back. All right. I think you get the idea. He's going to move out to the center. Then what he's going to do is he's going to start looking around. I think we can let him get to that point. It'll just take a little bit longer. He's going to align to the other wall. Remember, he's mapping his area. Right? So he's going to align to this wall now. He's going to say, okay, I'm there. Now I'm going to move into the middle. Now I'm going to start scanning the area and seeing if something new comes in. And maybe I'll be dangerous. I'll stick my hand in there and see if he goes nuts on me. What he really will do is he will deactivate. We're going to add a little extra to the MS bug button. He will go and deactivate him. So he's getting close to the middle. All right, now he's scanning the area. Now he knows where the walls are because he read where the walls were. Now he knows, so he's saying if something new comes in that's not within the range of the walls, then it's something different and I need to go and I need to deactivate it because I'm the MS guard bot, right? So I'll just put my hand in here, let it get through this cycle. It's gonna see my hand. And it's going to say, hey, wait a minute, I think. All right, we'll get that squared away. Oh, there he goes. All right, he saw me. He's going to come over and he's going to say, you're naughty. I'm going to get you. All right, that's what he does. All right, and the last robot is the Spider, MS Spiderbot. It's a little bit different, right? We talked about this guy. He is remotely controlled, so I'm going to send him some messages from over here. Just power him on. All right. He's going to initialize. He's ready to go. All right. I'm going to send him a command to move forward, which I don't know which is forward for this guy. He's going to move towards me. All right. Fine. Now I'm going to move him backwards. All right. He's moving backwards. Let's spin. And you kind of get the idea, right? I'm over here on my PC. I'm sending this little commands with a little radio frequency commander and router pair. We're going to talk about those coming up. But that's what we got. He'll do a few more tricks for us when we get to them. All right, so those are our three robots that we're going to show you how to program these things. We're going to show you how to work with the sensors. We're going to show you how to work with the different motors that they're using. And that is it for the demo. We're going to wrap up Module 1 now. We'll see you back here. Well, actually, we'll see you back in the other studio for Module 2.